Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
Trade Mornings for Toyota. Receive added value when you trade in your car for a Toyota certified pre-owned vehicle. And for Host Plus. Proud supporters of Trade Radio. Host Plus, the official superannuation partner of the AFL.
You're listening to Trade Mornings for Toyota. Certainty is a great feeling. Search Toyota certified and Host Plus, official superannuation partner of the AFL. Nick Del Santo here with Brendan Goddard. We are going through the trade intrigues, or as I like to call it, Del's Dozen. It went out to 12. It was initially 10, but we've added a couple extra on. It was good to speak to Todd Viney earlier. We've also got Hamish Hartlett coming up, and Sammy Edmund will also be in later this morning with all the trade news and whispers. Beach, as we go through our list, we've ticked off Chera, Laddams, Finlayson, Talia. I move to Mason Cox. Played 76 games in six seasons. He's kicked 93 goals and 44 behind. So he gets on the scoreboard, at least gets his opportunities in those 6 years. First of all, where do you see him at as a player? Does things change under a new coach? Whose best interest is it for him to be there so or not questions. Be there? I mean, it's almost no one creates more conversation than probably Mason Cox for a player that hasn't had a huge impact on the competition.
No, I know. And he's been talked about for a long time now.
Six seasons.
Yeah. No, and just in terms of his output, whether he should be playing, and he is part of Collingwood, let's be honest, anything evolved around Collingwood is talked about more than most.
You sound like a Collingwood. That's what Collingwood players say about themselves. Well, we're a big club and we fill the pages.
We continue to talk about them in the media, and they're always, you know, front and centre, aren't they? Front pages. So it's intriguing because latest reports is that he's keen to stay, and now it's McRae's decision, and we've heard about the relationship they've had together, McRae's time at Collingwood and how he helped Mason Cox and how he taught him to kick. So he's there from, you know, the grassroots of Mason Cox.
Just think about that for a moment. Hang on, just take a moment and think about the amount of money, just the amount of money that our game generates and what it costs and the investment that people have financially or emotionally into the game. And you just said to me, and I know this as well, that they had to teach someone to kick the damn football, Brendan.
Correct.
At what point are we drafting, bringing in people to play football that you have to teach them to kick?
Bring in athletes, mate, basketballers.
Oh, please.
There's a huge investment. Collingwood and McRae's put in time with Cox. So they've got a tough decision to make. And then, yeah, but what we've read is
that, okay, so
that Mason's keen to stay.
Collingwood, yep. And you're making some decisions. You're Graham Wright.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing with Mason
Cox?
No,
I think it's time to move on.
Yeah.
And I can't speak for Mason, but this feels like he just needs to feel loved, go somewhere where he's wanted and there's a purpose for him there, because whether that is with McRae now at Collingwood because things have changed, but he's at another footy club, and he's got to make that decision. Obviously, Collingwood's got big decisions. So I've always wondered why he probably doesn't spend a bit more time in the ruck. And then when he did play...
I can tell you why. Because they've got arguably, well, not this year, but they had the number one ruckman in the competition, or one of the best two rucks in the competition.
Wouldn't that then force Grundy just to evolve his game as a forward, to be a double threat?
You're taking away someone's greatest strength. So up until this year, Brody Grundy and Max Gawn, and throwing Nick Nat as well, were clearly the best three ruckmen in the competition, year in, year out. Todd Goldstein was in that conversation 5 years ago. But the concern with that is if Brody Grundy can run all day, Max Gawn does and like he did on Saturday night, why ask him to do something different to allow Mason Cox to have an opportunity to develop his craft?
Getting the best out of him and then best out of the team for a balance.
I think the best thing for that team is for
Grundy just to play 90%.
Well, if he can, if that's his greatest strength. I played with Todd Goldstein. His greatest strength was he was a workhorse. He only needed, you know, the odd drink here and there.
Well, this is the argument, right? So then why isn't he thinking about – so that's not going to change. So he's arguing.
I'm with you. I think Mason Cox needs to get out of there
for
the greater good of him, to make a longer-term career out of this. Otherwise, he's sitting behind – well, they've tried Darcy Cameron. He's sitting behind Brody Majacek. And I know they play slightly different roles, but that's a forward structure.
That's not going to change. Grundy's there. He's got one of those monster deals. Cameron's then played more as that secondary ruck. And Cox, when he has played, has just literally been a permanent forward.
Well, why isn't the players – and surely they're doing this analysis themselves to say, hey – and I use the terminology make a career out of it. And then what I mean by that is have longevity in the game, but also have an opportunity to display those skills, to display the reason that you're playing elite level football. You're one of 650-odd in the country. There's a reason that you're good at football. Why not ask Mason Cox to identify and then find a club that can show what he is capable
of. Bring out those things in him. Well, that's.
And I don't need to hear about what he did in that prelim because that was one out of the box clearly, so we can stop talking about that. But just a good, solid game for a key forward.
So on a 3-year one game.
Come on, Brendan.
Exactly. Well, that's he's 30 too. So his next deal, wherever it is going to be his last one.
So the Brisbane Lions have been floated.
Yep.
Big Oscar's there. Hipwood's out for roughly another 12 months.
Yep.
Do they need that?
He's coming in behind.
McStay, sort of playing that drifty, half forwardish sort of hybrid role.
That's why I said, there's so many question marks with Mason Cox, and he's a pretty polarising figure, isn't he?
Let me ask you this.
In terms of his ability. So
if he plays week in, week out for any club,
yep.
Is he good enough to hold down position 1, 2, or 3 in a key forward line?
Yes, but it's probably more likely a 2 and 3, not kind of a 1.
Mm.
Take the best defender, smart defender, sizable, quick, athletic defender. So I think he's got to have good players around him,
okay.
Which I think is like, – let's not – most players play better when they've got good players around him. But that's – again, that's down to Mason Cox. Where does he see his career? Does he just want to go to play consistent footy and go to a bottom eight team, say I'm going to get a 2-year deal at one of those clubs, or am I going to go somewhere else? Do I want success? Is he at that point of his career or development, you know, in footy? Because remember, he's still an American. So what's important to him?
Mm.
So there's so many question marks. And by the sounds of it, he wants to stay at Collingwood. So he wants to see this thing through, you know, be a one club player in a sense, and whether they have success, which they arguably won't whilst, you know, his time's left in football, that he wants to stay at Collingwood and trying to help them develop under McRae.